Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, good to see all of you. Yes, good to see Malaika. Okay? Let Malaika stand and we give a big hand clap. Yeah. That is Malaika. Her father is here. Okay? Let's also appreciate him. Yeah. Where's Anne? Where's Anne, your wife? Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Okay, good to see Martinson. Okay. How is job line going? Yeah? Okay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Matthew understands now when Premier League players talk about injuries. Okay? He got an injury the other day. He was training. Playing. Apparently, he's a midfielder. Bridget, do you know midfielders? Yes, at least you can. Yeah. So he got an injury, and he has been limping for I don't know how many days. How are you now? Better. And you're going back. Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thought I would tell you something new, something different from what I told you last week, but the Lord seemed to be interested in you hearing what I told you last week. Glory be to God. Amen. So maybe there's someone who wasn't here last week and God wants them to hear it. Amen. Mr. Barrow. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, but I hope it will bless all of us. Glory be to God. And I pray that, that if the Lord wills, he will take me on a tangent and talk about something else. If he wills, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, my wife wasn't able to come today because she wanted to rest. She was away some time ago for close to 2 weeks. Then she came back on Thursday, I think it was. Then she came on. Now she had another 1 week trip on Wednesday to India. Anyway, so she needed to rest. Now, when I was after I had dressed up, she said that you're wearing that stuff for the fourth time in a row. Then I said yes, okay. Then she said, now, why are you looking at yourself in the mirror? Okay? You should know how you look when you wear that stuff because you've worn it 4 Sundays in a row. Then I told her, well, I forget. Okay? Then she said, but the church people, I'm sure, they don't forget because they only see you on Sunday and in the same stuff. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's good to be a man, isn't it? Hallelujah. It's good to be what? A man. Mkwanzi, we can't do this. Okay? My daughter Eden was telling us last week that for me, I can do it, but it's you people who find an issue with it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. My number one thing is about how I feel. If I discover something that makes me feel good when I wear it, that hallelujah. Have you seen God there? It is glory be to God. Yeah, so don't blame it on my wife, amen? I remember Years ago, I was working at Medical Research Council in Entebbe, and then I had an office mate, okay, some doctor. And this guy, the times when he would come to work with dirty trousers, man, you do see this trouser is what? Dirty. So I used to look at him and I'm like, his wife is not serious. How do you, what? Little guy would leave home like that. So, but I never said anything, but in my heart I was like, what? You know, guy, Tariqi. No, the wife, okay? That time I was single. Okay, now after years of being married, now I can tell you that don't blame men's, what? on their wives. Sometimes it's what? It is these men who are not what? Who are with that, even when they advise them, they what? Hey, but for me, I'm not dirty. Hallelujah. I wash my stuff all the time. It is same stuff, but clean stuff, isn't it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, there are some people who are writing, okay? Like a prayer to God. God, never give me a man like that. Hallelujah. But you can change them. Hallelujah. You can do what? You can change them if possible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's someone in this church, there's a man in this house. One time I was with him and his wife, and the wife was complaining that this man doesn't take my advice. I advise him on things he doesn't. Okay? I advise him, but he doesn't. Yet for him, when he advises me, I do what? But for me, when I advise him, he doesn't. Okay? Then I asked the wife, I was like, do you know the meaning of the word advice? It is just advice. It is advice. So if he finds that the advice is not good or it doesn't work for him, then, okay? She seemed to think that advice has to be taken. And I disagreed with her, and the husband was very happy with me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? If she had used another word, maybe I would have been on her side. But she used the word, she said, I advise this man. I advise him this, I advise him this. He doesn't. What? But for him, when he advises me, I do what he... Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, ladies, if you come to me with your issues with your man, please use the right words. Otherwise, I'll be on your husband's side. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now men like me, isn't it? Glory be to God. I'm good to men. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So last Sunday, as we're going to do this Sunday, we said that God remembers the oath he gave to our church on 27th October, which is like close to 6 years ago, okay? If you were talking about last Sunday when we talked about this. Glory be to God. Now, I'll briefly, again, take you back to how that happened, okay? Now, on 8th September, 6 years ago, so that is 2019, we had a praise and worship service here, all right? We had a praise and worship service as we celebrated our fourth anniversary. Now, 4 days later, Esther, Bruce's wife, had a dream. And in that dream, God was talking about another praise and worship service. Yet we had just had one 4 days earlier. So that was curious, isn't it? Then about 3 weeks later, on 7th October, okay, Esther had another dream with other details, okay? And again, God was asking us to have another worship service, okay? So we decided to have that worship service on 27th October, okay? 6 years ago, Mark. Glory be to God. Amen. You all know Pastor Patrick Wandera? Who doesn't know that gentleman? If you don't know him, put up your hand. Wandera, you don't know him? Okay. He's a guy who deals with chaps who have been underwater with the devil. Like he's the one who deals with them, and he has all their stories. He has a YouTube channel. Maybe you can go and visit it. It's called Great Deliverance Ministries. Yes, he puts on guys, he interviews them, okay? Yeah, when they get saved, then they tell their story, man, how they met the devil, the assignments he gave them, how they went, underwater to meet, how they went to Congo, all those things. And then now, a few weeks ago, when I wrote 5 articles exposing Mboni and Rubega, I wrote them. Then sometime last week, I sent them to him, and I told him that, I hope you saw these. Then he responded, and I said, yes, I saw them. There's someone who sent them to me. Okay? Then you continue and say that you are a very good writer, story tell, history. Yeah? Then you say that you must always have kept, you had a notebook where you used to record all things that would happen. And in my head, I was like, no. I just want to always have a chronological order of things. Glory be to God. Okay, so in that sense, I'm like God. Hallelujah. Anyway, that is beside the point. Yeah, but glory be to God. Yeah, so on 27th October, 6 years ago, we decided to have that service. But on the Saturday before that Sunday, okay, the day before, I inquired from God. I was like, why do you want us to have another worship service? Yet we just had one a few weeks ago. Because I was like, there must be something to it. All right, now that Saturday, as I was watching football, God spoke to me. I was in a Chibanda, okay? I was watching an Arsenal game, but at the same time I was praying in tongues under my breath, asking God, why do you want us to have another service? What are you going to tell us or to do tomorrow when we hold that service? Then he spoke to me. Glory be to God. He spoke to me from Genesis chapter 22. Okay? That story of Abraham offering his son Isaac. Glory be to God. He spoke to me and said that when you hold that service, I will make an oath to you as a church. Okay? Just like I made an oath to Abraham when he offered unto me his son. Okay? So he said, I asked Abraham for his one and only begotten son. His one and only. All right? And when he did it, I made an oath to him. Okay? So he said that even you, I'm asking you for your best. Okay, the best thing you have in your church is worship. If tomorrow you offer unto me that worship, okay, then I will make the same oath to you that I made with Abraham. Glory be to God. So now that is in Genesis 22, okay? In Genesis 22, verse 1, the Bible says that now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And Abraham said, here I am. Then God said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. Okay? My wife would have said, it's not a donkey, it's a donkey. What's your name? Christina, what is that animal? A donkey. So I'm right. Okay? So stay there. Then he said that I will go yonder and worship. Now, in fact, when I saw this 6 years ago, the Saturday before the prayer and worship service, I was amazed. Okay, remember, God had asked us for praise and worship. Okay. So I was amazed when I read that Abraham told God, rather told the people, the young men he was with, that I'm going to worship. Glory be to God. That I'm going to do what? And so he says, stay here, I'll go and worship, and we shall do what? We shall come back. Then in verse 6, what does verse 6 say? Verse 6 says, so Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son and took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. Glory be to God. Now verse 13, okay? Yes, after Teddy had sung here on Sunday, she ran out. So maybe you're the target of this sample. Glory be to God. Okay, so for when, verse 9. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its what? By its horns. Where are horns found, Bob? Where do you find horns? Where do you find horns? Simple question, not a trick question. On the head. Very good. Hallelujah. At that time, it's so very, hallelujah. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the Lord, the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. That is where you find that phrase, Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to God. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, here we go. By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I'll bless you and multiplying I'll multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven
and that's the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Why? Because you have obeyed my voice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, again, when Abraham offered his son, God made an oath, isn't it? And God told me that when you also offer me your best, I will make an oath. Okay? And that oath will be that, 17, blessing, I'll bless you, and multiplying, I'll multiply you as a church. Okay? We're talking about numerical growth as a church. Okay? Just like for Abraham, God was talking about numerical growth or multiplication of his descendants, isn't it? Okay? Then he also said in verse 18 that in you, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Okay? And God also says that indeed, through you as a church, nations will be blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, it is important to emphasize for those who don't know that there's a difference between a promise and an oath. Glory be to God. Okay? There is a difference between a promise and what? An oath. There is a difference between a prophecy and an oath. Glory be to God. Those are two different things. Hallelujah. Okay? Esther Balo, are you listening? You know, people who do like PCM, very often their English is not what? Glory be to God. So the architect might not know that there's a difference between what? Yes, I know that usually they're not all there when it comes to English. I know that because I'm a friend of Engineer Sam Isoke. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So there's a difference between your daughter came to me, man, on Sunday after I preached a powerful, this stuff. She sat me down here with her notebook. She opened. She said, now, prophecy, a promise and an oath. I had to redo. Then I think I told her, but as you grow older, you'll understand. Yes, I suspect that she was disturbed that, I think her main issue was, you mean God can promise you something and it didn't happen? So I was like, now where do we want? Glory be to God. Because I said, and I'm going to say it again, okay? I said that a promise from God, this is not very good news, but it's a truth, okay? And God doesn't want truth to be hidden, okay? You know, this is not a Catholic church. Glory be to God. This is not a what? A Catholic church. Okay? There's someone who helps me to learn Ultoro better. And this person is was a Catholic, or they are, but maybe they don't want now to rule. Tell me that they still are. Okay? Because they know my what? Position. But I tell this person that the Catholic Church, the Pope and the Catholic Church, they are the biggest liars in the world. Okay? Then I tell Inutoro that they are the ones who hold the bandera, the flag for liars. Okay? And maybe it's true. Okay? You guys are right, but as in, you don't have to say it like that. And anyway, is it true? It's true.
Okay? The Catholic Church. Okay? They hold the flag. Beba kule, beba hawa kwata bendela yawa, liars. Okay? And because they are liars, and they are the ones who hold the flag, okay, they hide the truth. They hide what? The truth. Okay? They hide the truth. There's some scriptures, even when they read them, they just fly over. Because, as in, man, like, it beats my mind how someone cannot see that these guys are liars, man. You see, now, for example, I hope you know that they say that Mother Mary didn't die. Eh? You were Namgongo, Uganda Mata. Did they even have a day that she just went? Why do they say that? Because they concocted a doctrine that Mother Mary didn't have any sin in her life. Aha, had you the name? You understand? Because if she had sin in her life, she wouldn't have been the one to carry baby Jesus. You understand? Okay? So now, because of that, they have to now come up with stuff. In fact, there's a day when they remember her what? Yes, I think that's the one. Her ascension. Okay? Now, where is that? Where is that? Glory be to God. Okay? Then the scriptures are clear. Okay? Jesus had brothers and sisters. Tell that to the Pope. Well, no, Mother Mary was very, very wise. No. Those were cousins. That's what they said. Cousins. You know, just like in Africa. Okay? The children, anyway, of Mr. Barlow, with siblings to Esther. Anyway, Mr. Barlow's nephews are brothers and sisters to the what? To the, you understand? So that's why the Bible is brothers. But we are brothers. It was just cousins. Okay, I'm telling you, these guys are liars. A few years ago, they came up with, another lie around, what? Mary. That she's the queen of heaven. You've heard that garbage. You hear these things, but somehow you don't realize that they are liars because they sound true. So that's why it doesn't register that they have said Mother Mary is the queen of heaven. Bridget, you've heard that nonsense. You are in Gungas, you are your dad. Anyway, glory be to God. Hey, which was in St. Mary's College. I was also in St. Mary's College. The only difference was for them, they used to add a mount on the St. Mary's. Mount St. Mary's College, Namagunga. For us, it was just what? We had, my school was in Uchisubi, somewhere on Entebbe Road, and there was a technical institute, or institution, a college, like a vocational, and it was called St. Joseph's, whatever, and we used to call it Teko, okay, Teko. So now those guys, of course, they were a little older than us, okay, so they used to call us Batabani Bamalia. Okay, Batabani Bamalia. Okay, Namiango guys would call us Abamere, because we're in St. Mary's, okay? Abamele, Batabani, Bamalia. Glory be. Now, anyway, the Catholic Church, those guys are liars. They created purgatory. You all know that? They created a place which makes people go to hell. People like the monks of this world. Eh? They are very comfortable in witchcraft, in stealing money, because the Pope, okay, when she goes to the Vatican, like every now and again, because the Pope, the Catholic Church, the liars of liars, okay, tell them every Sunday, they say, don't worry. When you die, you go to purgatory. You don't, like if you have some sins, you will not go to heaven straight away. Okay, you won't go to heaven, and you also won't go to hell. There is some other part where you go, it is not so good. Okay, and while you're there, we who are here on earth, we shall be praying for you. Okay? We shall be praying to you, crying to Mother Mary to talk to his son Jesus. Hmm? Then after some time, you'll be taken out of that place and you'll go to heaven. Glory be to God. Now, that sounds very good, isn't it? Sounds like a very good deal. Hallelujah. Mr. Trump will say, man, that's a deal. Okay? Amen? Now, those are lies. You ask a Catholic who believes that rubbish, show me in the scriptures where purgatory is. But he believe it, man. Okay? Purgatory is not there. And you see, that's why many Catholics are going to hell. Think, because you see, they are, as they are here, okay, they are praying for their mothers and fathers and friends who died, okay? God to get them out of what? So that makes them think that, nange, even me when I die, okay, these chaps I'm living here will pray for me. That is why Among has been to the Vatican, I don't know how many, what? You know, and the Pope has no issues with telling her that you're going to hell. In fact, by the way, you guys, rarely, I don't know when was the last time I heard Catholics talking about hell. They don't talk about it. They don't. You just hear purgatory, purgatory. Okay? Kajaba na banja. Someone was telling me that man, her husband, is one very big witch doctor in Hoima there. In what district is that? What is Kakumiro? It's called Musafiri, I think. Huh? Where do I get these things? Glory be to God. Before I and my what? Or to come and preach to you. You know, so they're there about Rosa raised my, you know, Jesus, I say, Jesus, what, you know, I'm telling you this Catholic thing, you guys are just playing around with it. But it's taking people to hell, man. Okay, they're the biggest liar. Now, Queen, Mary, she's the queen of heaven, queen. Even what you Jesus King, what you God the Father, what you a queen, Sebo. You didn't know, now I'm telling you. There is a queen in heaven. Bob, where is that in the scriptures? I can't show you. Can you, so you sit and you listen to that garbage. Then after that, you take an offering. Nova was sent. Okay? What? She's our mother. About what? She's not only our mother. I take her to queen. You are fair. Okay? Glory be to God. But where was I? How did I get to it? Aha, promise. But how did I switch to it? We don't hide the truth. The Catholic Church hides the truth, man. Those are the things that cause Martin Luther problems. Okay? Martin Luther was a priest. Nina Soma scriptures. Landed in Romans somewhere.
Okay?
We are saved by what?
Grace through faith. Not by works. Hey!
Okay, so man, this thing here. This thing you're telling us to pay money. You see, the Catholic Church, by the way, and you know that there's a lot of witchcraft in the Catholic Church. Bob, isn't that true? Witchcraft. I told you of a bone, like a friend of mine found in the St. Mary's College, what? The chapel. A human bone, man. Okay? Kukatuti under those things, man. They are there. Bones, human bones. These things of holy water. Do you know that Namgongo has holy water? Need to get a hole. They just leave you to bash what? Ukakande what? This Usapule thing, what are you doing? It is just witchcraft. Of course, there are now deeper things in the Vatican there. Okay, anyway, but we shall not hide the truth. Okay, so I told, what's her name? Christina, that you see, like I gave an example, that which I gave, like as I preached, that if God gives me a promise, or God gives Mr. Samis, okay, a promise that Moses is going to give you 50,000 shillings. Okay? Now, me, who God wants to use, I can decide to disobey. I can decide to disobey God. Okay? And I refuse to give his, okay, money. His money which God promised him. So now, because God is using fallible human beings, okay, that can fail to come to pass. But God will see how to sort out what? Christina, remember I told you that? But she left very disturbed. I think she has promises from God. And she's like, hey, you mean there's no guarantee? No, don't think like that. But hallelujah. Okay? You see, eh? Hallelujah. Okay? Now, an oath is different. All right? An oath is different. That's why you don't hear many of those things, someone saying that God made an oath to me. Because I think God rarely does that, I think. In fact, when he did this with LAT, it was the first time I heard that. Okay? For all the years I'd been saved. It was the first time I heard God in our dispensation giving an oath to humans. Okay? I thought that stopped in the Bible. Like, it occurred to me that, wait a minute, I've never had this happening. Glory be to God. Now, an oath, when God gives an oath, it means that what he has promised, by all means, it has to come to pass. Glory be to God. That's a difference. Like an oath is a level higher. It is the highest, if I should say. That thing has to happen. Now, when you see here, God makes an oath to Abraham and says that blessing, I'll bless you. Multiplying, I'll multiply you. Now, this wasn't the first time God was telling Abraham that blessing, I'll bless you, multiplying, I'll multiply you, and in your seed all the nations there shall be blessed. It wasn't the first time. Okay? God, you remember when he got him from his homeland, in Genesis 12, he says, get out of your country, leave your family, you know? Okay, go to a place, I'll show you. Then he says, I'll bless you, I'll make your name great, and through you, all the nations. That you see, eh? So this one, God had spoken that stuff to Abraham. But now he says, I have sworn. Okay? Now it's like he, what's the word? Eh? Yes, a covenant, but a covenant which can't be broken. Okay, it is sealed. It can't be broken by anything. Even Abraham cannot change it, whether he wants it or not. Okay? No witch. Okay? It is very unfortunate that Balokole fear witches, man. So you ask yourself, but you have Jesus. But you talk about witches, man. There's a witch there. Why? Like, you are you, man? Whatever is serious. Okay? Talk about Rebecca, man. For me, I fear those guys, man. Rebecca, can you what? Mbonye, for me, I fear. Those are for Pastor Mo. You know, those guys can what? Will come to you in your dream and disturb you, what? For me, glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. So, an oath, Christina, is like a done deal. Okay? If God makes an oath to Sam, and he makes an oath, okay, to Sam, that Moses is going to give him money. Now, whether Moses wants it or not, he's going to do it. Okay? He is going to, and it will be Moses. It won't be plan B. It will be Moses to do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right? You see, an oath, an oath is that. Glory be to God. That is why in Hebrews chapter 6, let's go there. Hebrews 6 explains well what an oath is. Okay? It says that, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by what? Himself, saying, surely blessing I'll bless you, and multiplying I'll multiply you. And so, after Abraham had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Okay? Then he explains further and says that, men indeed swear by the greater. And an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Okay? An oath for confirmation settles everything. It settles everything. It's like it is done. Hallelujah. Therefore, God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the immutability of his counsel. Okay? Immutability means that it cannot be erased. All right? He confirmed it by an oath. Okay, so an oath is immutable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, so that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation. Glory be to God. Now, when we held that service on 27th October, 6 years ago, God made an oath. Why? Because he told me on Saturday, I'm asking for your best worship. Okay? And when you do that, I will do with you what I did with Abraham. I'll make an oath. That the promises I have previously given you, that you will be multiplied as a church, that through you, okay, Christ for the nations, okay, I'm going to make an oath tomorrow, 27th, when you give me the worship, okay, I'll make an oath that those things will by all means come to pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, because he told me that on Saturday, it means he made an oath when we gave him the praise and worship. Isn't it? It means it was done. Okay? And God is so good. God is so what? To really show me that he actually made the oath. Okay? Monday morning, after that service, I'm driving my children to school. And I'm thinking about the service. Okay, how God had made an oath.
Okay, that blessing you, bless us, multiplying you, multiply us, and through us, the nations will be blessed. So I'm thinking about it like I'm still in awe. Okay, is it all or ow? Okay, Mkwanzi, ow or? Oh, huh? Oh, Sam. Esther, ow, oh. Glory be to God. But it doesn't matter, kubanga twetegera, isn't it? We understand each other. Okay? Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Yes, so I am still amazed that, man, by all means, we are going to be multiplied to the child. We are going to bless the nation. So I'm still in what? That one. Then, and at the same time, I'm playing a certain Christian radio station. Actually, Impact FM, Serada. Then the presenter begins to read Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24. He tells listeners that open your Bibles to Isaiah 14, 24. And what does it say? It says, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have purposed, so it shall stand. And man, that sealed it for me. Glory be to God. I am in my car thinking about what had happened the previous day. I'm in awe. Sam, don't mislead me. That one, whatever. Okay, then the presenter is like, let's read this scripture. Glory be to God. And God was like, exactly, I'm proving to you that I made an oath to you last Sunday. Okay, what I promise you will, by all means, come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Multiplying LHC will, by all means, be multiplied. Because God made an oath. It is immutable. Hallelujah. And by all means, we shall be a blessing to the nations, because that was included in the oath. Glory be to God. Christ for the nations will by all means happen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, interestingly, when I was thinking about, when I felt that the Lord wanted me to talk about this again, it occurred to me that on Sunday, when I preach this, okay, it will be 2nd November, okay, the exact day 25 years ago, okay, as I was seated in the medical school canteen, which Flora used to call my sitting room. Okay? Okay, God spoke to me in the canteen from 1 Chronicles 22:5 and says that the house, the church you build for me one day will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Glory be to God. That was 2nd November in the year 2000, 25 years ago. Glory be to God. 25 years what? Ago. How old are you? 18. Where were you? Glory be to God. I thought, you know. Yes, how old are you? 20. There's a teaching which must be followed by all means, and I've just violated it. Okay? Never ask a lady. Don't be sorry, what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Okay, 25 years ago, Bob. How old are you? For your kawa. Okay, 25 years ago. Okay?
Back in the day, you know, I would sit in the canteen and read a portion of the Bible because I had this thing that I have to do the Bible twice in a year. Okay? Cover to cover, twice. Okay? So I was religious about it. Glory be to God. So I sat that day now. I was supposed to read First Chronicles. Anyway, 22 was part of what I was going to read. Today. Now, when I go to that verse, okay, you know, you're reading things which are not interesting. Because in there, there's about animals, like Chronicles. Katinaye, you're doing it as a duty in the Nino Kumara Bible, okay, before July. So at July, unkole round two. Hallelujah. Those were exciting, what? Hey, it wasn't really about understanding. It was like, you know, Jesus twice. Okay? The first time I did that, there's this guy, he was a Briton. He used to write Daily Bread. Yeah, you remember those devotionals? No, Every Day with Jesus, I think it was, Saloon, something. You know those things? Like Every Day with Jesus. So anyway, he came up with that thing, some kabo called Cover to Cover, that would help you read the Bible within a year, okay? So I bought it. He came to Uganda, and he had those. So I bought it. I was like, Bible. So that was like 1999 or 2000. So I bought it. Nintandika, first day, Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1 out to verse 1. Then again, no Krabanga, he's too slow for me. So you just read Genesis 1 up to like Genesis 3, then you stop. And you have to wait for tomorrow. I was like, wappy. I just closed the one. I showed his kabook. I was like, man, let me do my own. Before June ended, I'd finished the Bible. Then I was like, now, before 31st December, I must have finished the what? The second round. And I did it, okay? Now, so anyway, as I'm doing that, I come across this scripture. When David is telling the elders that my son Solomon, because David now is old now, he's going. Eh? And he's not going to purgatory. Eh? Because purgatory didn't exist. Okay, so he's going, then he says that my son Solomon is young and inexperienced. Yet the house of the Lord to be built must be of great fame and splendor and magnificence in the sight of all nation. Then he said, therefore, I will make preparations for it now. When I read that, something, there was a sweet sensation that I felt in me. And sometimes that's how God speaks to you. Like it felt nice. You know, there was something about it. Okay? To the extent that I could not proceed to verse 6. I just closed the Bible, then I just, you know, mused around. Then I walked out of the canteen. That thing was in me. I'm like, God has spoken to me. Hallelujah. Now, later in the day, okay, I go home, I switch on television because I didn't watch television in a long time because I was in fifth year, I think, at that time. And fifth year, of course, is a final year, man. It is tough. Okay, a lot of work. Okay, quiz for your own information. Okay, fifth year medical school. So I get the remote, and I'm like, let me see what is on TV these days. Okay, I switch on the TV, and it is a pastor from Mombasa called Lai. I think called Wilfred, Pastor Lai or something like that. Okay. Then so, and when I switched on, he was reading 1 Chronicles 22:5. Okay? In his accent and his voice.
the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord to be built, must be of great the same scripture which God had put in my heart that afternoon. Man, I was blown away. The moment he finished to read that verse, I just switched off the TV, LTV in those days. Then I went and I lay on my bed. I was like, God has what? Okay, now, little did I know that it would take more than 20 years. You know, come again, you know, like especially you're a young man, you're a youth, you want to change the whole world, you know, Okay, the youth, you see, we're going to change in Uganda, what? The moment we kick out Museveni, tomorrow, man, Uganda will be like the United States. Man, glory be to God. you know, you are like maybe next year, the moment I graduate, God is going to tell me now, start building the church that is right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now it is 25 years. Glory be to God. 25 what? Hallelujah. But remember, in 2018, he told us, remember that dream? We had built the foundation. You remember that dream? Or you don't? If you don't, then God will tell me, come back next Sunday. Hallelujah. He said that you had finished phase one of the foundation. You have, remember Asher's dream? You remember when I built a building, a school structure, which was the biggest in the city? Okay, you remember that? Yeah, anyway, yeah. So anyway, God, what? So now this, okay, this, that word came exactly nalongo. 25 years ago. Glory be to God. Now, one thing you can learn from that is that God doesn't see time the way we do. Glory be to God. He doesn't see time the way we do. Okay? That's why he tells Isaiah, or it is Isaiah who said, and Peter also quoted him, that with the Lord, 1,000 years is like one day. Glory be to God. Okay? You remember the children of Israel are in Egypt. Suffering. Huh? Suffering, man. Okay? Slaves. Hard labor. Then they cried out to God. They did what? They cried out to God, to Yahweh, the God of their father, Abraham, to come and deliver them. Okay? Now, the Bible says that, you remember, he had given a promise when he was making a covenant with Abraham concerning the land of Israel. That by, in fact, that was also an oath, that that land will always be yours. Okay, so in that vision, which I read to you in Genesis 15, okay, last week, okay, God also tells Abraham that your descendants will be strangers in a foreign land for how many years? 400 years. Meaning that the slavery is not ending. Okay, until what? Now, the Bible says that when they cried out, okay, the Bible says that now when the time drew near, okay, when the time drew near, like to deliver them. Okay? It is at that point that now Moses is born. The time is near. Eh? The time is what? Now, the chap who God is going to use to deliver has been born. So, the time is near. So, when God tells you near, for you think next week, you know, eh? But man, the guy has just been born. And you know at what age he went to do that work? When he was 80.
80 retirement had drawn, what? You can say, no, he messed up God's plan. He should have done it at 40. Even if it was at 40, man, 40 years are not what? They're not. But God said, when the time drew near, hallelujah. So, glory be to God. The time, when it comes to time, man, hallelujah. God is in his own league. But he expects us to join his league. Glory be to God. He expects us to join what? His league. So that we can walk together in his time. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he makes all things beautiful in his time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He makes all things what? Beautiful in his time. In his time. Okay? There's another verse which says that, my times are in your hand. Okay? The psalmist wrote and said that, my times are in you, you God. They're in your hand. Hallelujah. The earlier you appreciate the things of how God's, whatever his time, okay, the better off you are. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then you will not devise plans to do your own things that will get you in trouble. Okay? All you need to do is to just rest. Okay, knowing that God has a promise, he has said. And he will fulfill his what? A promise. Okay? If the promise involves someone else, and that someone doesn't play their part, okay, you, Christina, you leave it to God. Okay, you leave it to God. God will see what to do with you. Glory be to God. And it's good. What will come out will be good. The Bible says that all things work together for good to those who love God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All things work out. You know, someone's disobedience will work out for your good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Psalmist, okay, 25 years ago, man. 25 years ago. Hallelujah. Amen. 25 years ago. Okay, but we began how many years ago? 2014, so that was 14 years later. That's when the church, this house, began to be built. 4 years later, in 2018, he sent us a dream from, remember, Asha, which he explained, which God, a year later, explained by 1 Kings chapter 6, 37 and 38. You remember? Do you remember all those things? Hey, when God said, yeah, those 4 years, you had built the foundation. And then he said that, in fact, that was phase one. And if you remember right, last year he told us that we had also completed phase two. Do you remember? Yeah? Sam is like, I don't remember. Don't you remember that dream where, Ukwezi's dream, where even your wife was rewarded? Don't you remember? Don't you remember my dream, Daniel? Yeah? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you remember it, Esther? The Daniel, you remember? Do you remember the Daniel? Yeah, God was, Bridget, do you remember that? No? You see now, that's why it's important to, now and again, revisit these things. Hallelujah. Twins, do you remember? No, yes, no. For you don't have to remember. Maybe you are Bambi, you are even in what? Or children's church. Okay? But how come you're here today? You're supposed to be at school. Huh? The what? Oh. Okay. And I think today, some of these schools are holding mass to bless a candidate, isn't it? How was that? The mass, you're senior six, you're Senior six mass to bless the candidates. I was an altar boy. But I was into what? A Catholic. You remember I told you I was in the choir in a Catholic school. Senior six, I was an altar boy with Roger Mgisha. With Nalika. The guy who disturbed the priest. Did I tell you that story? No. Nalika had been a priest earlier. Let me tell you this story. Glory be to God. You know, the weather is changing. So, I did with CRIE. Okay? Senior four. But I did it in hiding, man. I didn't want anyone to know that I was doing what? With CRIE. You know, senior three, you're supposed to choose which subject. Huh? So I dropped German, political science, those things. No, for me, let me do this easy stuff. But now, my classmates didn't think that, man, how do you tell people you're doing with CRIE in senior three? So man, I used to hide. No one will even ever see my book. It used to, CRIE, it is easy to pass. You just write good things. Don't beat your neighbor. Then you get a distinction one. So I did, but I was in high. Now, Nalika, Mugton, some guy called Omogera Utone. So he's called himself Mugton. Man, Achi guy. Oh, yeah, if Achi guy ever got on your case, Achi guy was a ruffian. He was like, I think he had a devil in him, man. That guy, man. And he was like Nalika's bodyguard, man. Hey. And so we did CRIE with what? With those chaps. We're like seven, man. Very few. Okay, now, the person who was teaching us was the school chaplain. Father Sechimpi was the one who was teaching us CRIE. Now one day, Nalika and Mugton and some other guys volunteered to be altar boys. But they were like, we're going to mess up Father Sechimpi. You see, boys, man, okay? Some of you aren't boys, aren't boys. And yeah, so they're like, so you know, when you're an altar boy, you're the one who gives the priest over what, you know, yeah, okay? So these guys are like, we're going to mess him up in front of the whole school. When he asks for this, we shall give him this. And that is exactly what those guys did. Okay? So the priest got angry, but he didn't show. But he made a mental note. Now, in mocks, twins, you know mocks. You're in what class now? Six. Anyway, so they are mocks, the exams before the final exams. So in mocks, man, so we did the exam for mocks. Do you know what Nalika got? The priest gave him a 9. Even Mugton got a 9. I mean, something that is so easy, don't beat your neighbor. How do you get a 9? You can see the priest was revenging for what these guys had done. Huh? Because Nalika, final exam, we can't tab. You name. He got a 1 in what? In CRIE. How could he have gotten a 9? So the man of God, the priest. Revenge, man. Okay? For me, I got a 2. Like, I don't know what good thing I didn't write. Hallelujah. I got a 2, and man, I was happy, man, because it was a free distinction. Isn't it? But why was I telling you that? The weather changed, but before the weather changed. There's something I was telling you. What was I telling you? Huh? Glory be to God. Anyway, but whatever I was telling you,
God made an oath with us. Okay? Whatever happens, we shall by all means be multiplied. Whatever happens, by all means we shall be a blessing to the nations. Christ for the nations will come to pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, I'll finish that. Okay? Now, this is for Mark Unyamanya. When I read the story of Abraham, I was like, this is a good opportunity to what? To just highlight a few things from that chapter, which I think will bless who? Mark, my friend Mark Unyamanya, okay? You see, the other thing that show you that the Bible is not a concocted book. Okay? Contrary to what Obama and group, what? The Bible is God's word. When you see a man with things in there, it's amazing. Okay? For example, this story, okay? You're not listening to what I was saying. Genesis 22, okay? That story, okay, of Abraham offering his one and only begotten son. Okay, you remember, Abraham was a father, Mark, isn't it? Okay, and he had one and only one begotten son. Okay, just like the Bible says in John 3:16, okay, that God offered up his only one and begotten son. Okay, God the Father, isn't it? All right, and it began here, isn't it? Okay. Abraham, Father Abraham, okay, was asked to offer his one and only begotten son. Okay? And he did that, isn't it? But while they were going, okay, Abraham, rather, Isaac, okay, the sacrifice, carried the firewood. Okay? Just as he carried the firewood on which he was going to be sacrificed. Just like Jesus carried the wood, the cross, on which was going to be sacrificed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when they got there, okay, Abraham saw a ram, okay, caught by what? Okay, the thicket where? Bob? Eh? The thorns, yes. On where? On horns. Horns which are where? On the head. Okay, just like with Jesus, okay, the ram, remember? The lamb that was sacrificed for us, okay, they put a crown of thorns on his head. Glory be to God. You see, all those things, you can see now the Bible is a made-up thing. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, you see, God can never, you see, God can never ask you to do something, okay, which he himself can't do. Okay, like God can't ask you for money, like give 50 million shillings, okay, and he himself cannot give you 50 million shillings, or he can't give someone 50 million shillings. So what God asked of Abraham, God himself was able to do, because thousands of years later, he did it. And remember, it was Abraham to sacrifice his son, father sacrificing son. Okay? Just like it is God himself, if you read Isaiah 53, it is so clear that it is God who actually sacrificed Jesus. Hallelujah. And the other thing is here, we don't see Isaac, okay, fighting like, rebelling, saying, no, what? You know, fighting against this. We don't. Just say Jesus, the Bible says that he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. You see, a lamb, okay? A lamb doesn't fight. It goes along. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This story, you see, what God did with Abraham, all the things that Abraham allowed to do for God, God was going to use them in the future as a picture. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God made an oath, all right? Multiplying, he'll multiply us. We shall by all means be multiplied. It just happened. Why? I'm asking this young man. Why? How old are you? 25. Glory be to God. 25. So if you are in medical school, going to be a maternity ward. Finger to the mudua to some abusao, I think. Mukama get enough. Hallelujah. Mukama, I think I don't get enough. Name when Gawa? Muzari. So we've been around for some time and we've been working with God. Hallelujah. Amen. And by all means, we shall be a blessing. This thing, Christ for the nations, that was given to us 25 years ago, will by all means come to pass. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.